USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli forces are now in the second phase of their war against Hamas. Laura Winters reports.
Israel starting the second phase of the war to wipe out Hamas terrorists, the IDF. Israeli Defense Forces warning citizens in northern Gaza to get out now and head south for food and water. The Israeli military moving in to destroy Hamas and get the hostages home. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying this is Israel's second war of independence. The war, the direct result of Hamas terrorists killing 1,400 Jews at a festival and at a kibbutz, shooting many in the head, raping women, beheading babies, and setting Jews on fire and burning down their homes to the ground.
In Florida, Tampa police are reporting two people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between two groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. The judge overseeing GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump's January 6 case is reinstating a gag order imposed on him.
The limited gag order was temporarily stopped earlier this month, with the judge denying the former president's request to pause the order while his appeal plays out. The order denies Trump from making certain statements about both the special counsel team or potential witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says a subpoena for the president's son, Hunter Biden, is long overdue. Some lawmakers are accusing President Biden of selling his votes in Washington to foreign entities. Two construction workers are hurt after a restaurant under renovation partially collapsed in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Officials say a construction worker was in the basement when part of the 143-year-old building partially fell Saturday. It took crews 2 hours to free the workers from the debris at the Union Street location. Officials say the owner plans to tear down the restaurant completely and build a new one. An international Red Cross official is calling the small number of trucks getting into Gaza with humanitarian aid a drop in the ocean.
It's only a small fraction of what the Gaza Strip and Gazans need today.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Red Cross International Committee Director General Robert Mardini said six trucks of aid arrived in Gaza on Friday and three more made it on Sunday. The initial autopsy results for actor Matthew Perry are inconclusive and pending a toxicology report.
The Friends star was found dead in his hot tub at home in Los Angeles Saturday of an apparent drowning at the age of 54. Further investigation is being requested, with the cause of death still listed as deferred. The LA County Medical Examiner says a conclusion will likely not be released for several weeks. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.